We're talking with Susie Klink for the Relay for Life Radiothon. Susie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, it was pretty much Merry Christmas 2008. So right before Christmas, and so it was not a great gift.
Not a great gift. Now, what led up to you getting diagnosed?
A mammogram. I was, I always say I'm a woulda, coulda, shoulda. I did my mammogram when I was 40, and then I skipped a few years. And then at 45, I got it done, and next thing you know, there it is.
What was your journey like dealing with it?
Dealing with the cancer?
Yep.
I mean, dealing with it was diagnosis, getting through the holidays with family and friends, having a single mastectomy, starting chemo, doing chemo every 3 weeks, trying to work, working. I want to say it sucked.
Yeah. No, it does. Cancer sucks. Yeah, we could definitely say that. Now, how long have you been cancer-free?
11 years.
11 years. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
What would you tell other advice would you give to other women or just other people when it comes to getting diagnosed or just even some advice on how to deal with it after you get diagnosed?
I guess the first thing would be is to get your mammograms every year. If I would have, maybe I would have caught it beforehand and wouldn't had to, go through the chemotherapy and the whole ordeal. But definitely get the mammograms. And then if you, do happen to get cancer, then you just got to stay positive. You know, I had a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old at the time. And I guess my mindset was basically I had to teach him how to get through it.
Mm.
So fake it.
Yeah.
Get through it. Work. My work office specialist was incredible. They were absolutely incredible and supported me and allowed me to get through my good days, bad days. And so that was very, very, very helpful.
I think the two biggest keys is family support and keeping a positive attitude.
Yes, absolutely.
What dealings did you have with the American Cancer Society?
The American Cancer Society, there was a gal that would come in, and I happened to be there for one of my normal visits and treatment days, and we talked about the wigs, because I guess the only positive thing out of this whole ordeal is I did get a new head of hair at 45 years old, so I had to kind of start all over, but they gave they provided me with a free wig, and, wigs are not cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing you find out. But look through the magazine, pick one, keep your fingers crossed that you're comfortable with it. Some people don't like wigs. Some are more hats.
Mm-hmm.
Some go, bald all the time, but it's cold.
Yeah.
Without hair. So, and it just, so the American Cancer Society provided me with a free wig, and it was the one that I pretty much got through everything with. Still have it up in the closet.
I think there's so much more the American Cancer Society offers when it comes to services and that people don't realize.
Yes, exactly. And I was fortunate to be treated here in Galesburg by Dr. McLean's office when he was still in practice, as well as Dr. Davis was my surgeon. And so I didn't have to travel. So I do know that they do help out a lot with the whole traveling and everything if you need assistance. But, I was very lucky and very confident in the services and the treatment that I got here in Galesburg.
I've heard that before where the treatment that you can get right here in Galesburg, you don't necessarily have to go to Mayo Clinic. No, I mean, Mayo Clinic's great. But you can get that level of service here for the most part.
Right, right. And I do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to get in a second opinion. At first I was like, I don't want to doubt Dr. McLean, but he had absolutely no problem with, it's just what you do. You
right.
got to get a second opinion on things like that. I got my second opinion through Siteman Cancer Center down in St. Louis that's affiliated with Barnes Hospital. And, they confirmed everything that Dr. McLean said, and then away we went, started the treatment, and just, get through it, hang out with the kids, go to basketball games, try and stay as normal as possible.
What dealings did you have with the Relay for Life? Have you been a part of any teams? Or
no, I did one year a couple years ago just with the fundraising. So, you know, I work full time and everything, so I try and do a little bit of, you know, help out volunteering stuff. I wish I could do more, but, you know, I just help raise money during competition. You know, I love competition, so it was kind of fun. I lost by maybe $75.
Yeah.
It really kind of made me mad.
All right. Well, Susie, thanks for being with us today and sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you.